Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome into the latest episode of Floor is Yours, an extension of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Make sure to check out fivereasonssports.com for all the latest South Florida sports content, including our child labor laws all being exploited because Brady Hawk has now put up seven stories in the past 2 days. So make sure you check all of those out, including his new segment, Bug Brady, which is based on another popular South Florida sports writer segment, I think. So Bug Brady, use the hashtag Bug Brady so you don't have to bug me, and he will answer all of your Miami Heat questions. Also, we're on Dash Radio every day, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific. That's the Nothing But Net channel on Dash Radio. And I've got a new show on OnsideRadio.com at exactly that same time, although you can also subscribe to that podcast. You can now find it actually on iTunes and Spotify. And that's the Five Reasons Sports Hour. I had Jazz Santana on today. I've got our friend Kylie Wang on Friday to talk about UM. This episode is sponsored in part by Biscayne Bay Brewing. This is the Biscayne Bay IPA. Also, check out the Marlins Lager and everything else that Biscayne Bay produces. That's BiscayneBayBrewing.com. Make sure you ask for it. You go to a bar, restaurant, whatever, ask for it. They probably have it. I actually was there with a guy who runs Biscayne Bay Brewing, and we were trying to get it at a restaurant at Pembroke Pines. So make sure you ask for Biscayne Bay Brewing. This is the only locally owned brewery now in South Florida. It's the only one that's doing this. I know you've heard of others. They've been bought out by other people. This is locally owned. And again, they are the partners of the Five Reasons Sports Network, but also the Marlins and Inter Miami, which plays Orlando City Saturday at 3:30 at Inter Miami CF Stadium. All right, let's get right to it from there. We got Alphonse Sidney, we've got Greg Sylvander, we've got Alex Toledo, the primary crew of Five on the Floor. Make sure to check out recent episodes, the Victor Oladipo episode, the Drew Holiday episode, the DeMar DeRozan episode, and the episode that Alphonse and I did, which I think a lot of people enjoyed looking back at the past season through fan tweets. Make sure you check out all of those. Today, we're going to stuff a bunch of bigs into one episode. All right, so we're all going to bring a big, okay? We're going to bring one big that the Heat could be interested in. I think they're all free agents. Could be a trade prospect. Thank you. Only live event worth tuning into. We completely, completely agree. All right, so let's get to it. That's not gonna replicate well on a podcast. That's not one of our shirts, by the way. I got that on Amazon.
The YouTube commenters are going to love that one.
Oh, I think our audience is going to be okay with that. And if they're not, I don't give a fuck. All right, let's get right to it. We're all bringing a big, okay? One big, and then we're going to debate that big.
Somebody said BYOB, bring your own big.
Bring your own big, BYOB. DeMarcus Cousins. That's the big I'm bringing to the table. DeMarcus Cousins.
You stole mine. That's the only one I've heard of.
Oh, I know. I figured as much, which is why I took it right from you. DeMarcus Cousins was with the Lakers this past year. I guess he's kind of an NBA champion, but they sent him away when he got hurt again. But all intents and purposes, he's supposed to try to return there. He obviously has a relationship with LeBron.
But didn't they cut him?
It goes back to Kentucky. They didn't cut him, but they can bring him back. And there was discussion about that they would bring him back. But let's get into it. If he is a free agent, we know about Pat Riley's connections to Kentucky. We know there's been a fascination with Cousins before. We know he loves that type of player. What would you invest? We'll start with Greg on this one. What would you invest and a flyer on DeMarcus Cousins, and how do you convince him Miami is the right place if you want to take that flyer?
I definitely would take the flyer on some veteran minimum type of circumstance, nothing more than that. 1 year, prove it deal. There was quite a bit of reports and noise surrounding DeMarcus Cousins in Miami last offseason, that they were trying to convince him to come and try to revitalize his career and get back on track in Miami. And ultimately he went with the Lakers. So I think that there's still legs there in terms of those teams, the Heat and DeMarcus Cousins having mutual interest. And it's just about bringing him in on a 1-year deal. I mean, it's nothing more than that though. Veteran minimum stuff.
Would you give him more than that, Alex? I mean, you're talking about a former All-Star. If he's got an offer from another contender to kind of – he says he's healthy. Would you give him more than the minimum?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I could sell myself into giving him like a biannual exception, which I think they only get access to if they go over the cap, which I think they will once they re-sign Goran and Crowder. We're expecting them to get the mid-level, which is going to be, I believe, over $9 million worth. And then the biannual exception, which is going to be like 4.3 or something like that, 4.3 million. I mean, I'll give him that if the Heat believe that, you know, he's in decent enough shape. Like if they evaluate him and they're like, okay, like maybe at some point he can play in the rotation. Other than that, I wasn't that sold on Boogie. Like I like other guys just because I've said another times, like I prefer going defense for this roster, even though, you know, they improved defensively throughout the playoffs for sure. I still think it's in their best interest, you know, put resources there. So I definitely got other bigs in mind, but I think the most I would give him is that biannual exception if they think he's in decent shape. Alf, and not just the shape, but the health, of course. That's really what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the health and the shape. Alf, how does he fit next to Bam if he's healthy, if he's 70% even?
I mean, if he's healthy, that's a guy who can bang with bigs on the low block. He actually can shoot the three at a decent clip. I mean, he's not he can be an Embiid type. You don't want him out there that much, but he can space the floor. But one of the things he provides is a low post presence, a scoring low post presence. Right now, your best low post scorer is probably Jimmy Butler, and that's not really the best scenario. So he gives him that size. He gives him rebounding, which the Heat sometimes desperately need. Bam is a really good rebounder, but sometimes it feels like he's alone out there when it comes to rebounding. So you get a really good rebounder, not the greatest low post defender or rim protector. I think he takes away from what Miami does defensively when it comes to switching and speed and things of that nature. But offensively, man, he would be – I think he'd fit perfectly next to Bam and Jimmy if he's healthy. But – I mean, you know, that guy, he's Mr. Glass, you know. He steps off the bus wrong, you know, that's 6 to 8 weeks.
So. But if you're not making much of a commitment, and here's why I think this is a legitimate possibility and why I started with it. If you're Boogie Cousins and you still have a relationship with Calipari, you're going to talk to him about where is the best place for me to rebuild my value, right? And what is John Calipari going to tell him? He's going to say go to Pat.
But how many times do we have to do this, Ethan? I mean, with the Greg Odens, the Eddie Currys, like,
but Greg Oden
it's been
never,
a long time since Ike Austin, man. Like,
I get it, but Greg Oden was never, I understand, and Greg Oden is a sad story in a lot of different ways, but Greg Oden was never an all-star in the NBA. He might have become that, but Boogie Cousins was a legitimate top two or top three, at least offensive center in the NBA. Don't point at that Hassan Whiteside as a
no.
Fan crap, Alex. No.
That's the name I was going to bring.
I saw Trilly throw that out there, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
That wasn't the name I was going to bring, but listen, it's not the worst
no,
idea.
No. I'd rather you talk about Trump tonight. Let's Boogie. We're not talking about Hassan. Back to Boogie, okay? I mean, you're not talking about, again, Eddie Curry busted out of New York and Chicago. Like,
He busted out of a lot of shirts, too.
He absolutely did. Very nice guy, though. And by the way, the only person I've ever seen who could complete an entire Rubik's Cube before a game. Eddie Curry had this, like, brain for Rubik's Cubes, but not for basketball. I'm not exactly sure what happened there. But, I mean, those two guys, Curry and Oden, they don't have Cousins' track record. Now, I understand the injuries, although Oden's injuries were worse. To me, if you can get a biannual exception sounds okay for me with him.
You're talking more than vet minimum for Boogie.
If he's healthy for 1 year, $4 million.
No, I wouldn't go. I mean, Listen, they ain't my money, you know, but I wouldn't go over the vet minimum. I don't think anyone's giving him over the vet minimum. You'd be outbidding yourself. Like, who's out here trying to, you know, give Boogie? First of all, Boogie is at this point a reclamation project. Mm. Nobody, there's not going to be a bidding war for Boogie. So if someone out there is saying they're going to give Boogie $4 million,
it's a couple teams, man.
Yeah, but it's gonna be a bad team, right? So if you're the Miami
Heat, I don't know about that.
Is that not what happens in free agency every time?
Yeah, but if you're the Miami Heat and you're offering him a chance to play on a good team, you're gonna say, "Come take vet minimum for Boogie's $2.5 million. Come take $1.5 million less. Come get this vet minimum, and you might be back. You might be in the finals next year." Like Miami is not.
Might have to offer that just to swing him that way. If they're actually like that,
then you don't need him. Like that's not like
That's my thing too. I don't think they need another guy who's going to be a wreck defensively. Like this guy is coming off several leg injuries. Like I don't blame him. I'm not trying to like talk down on
Boogie.
Him.
Again, Boogie should be begging the Heat for an interview. Like. The Heat don't need to be out here giving dudes $4 million that, you know, are going to get it from the Knicks. Like, let him go to the Knicks for $4 million, $8 million or something like that.
Well, you know who I think can make a run at him? I think there are a couple good teams that can make a run at him. I think the Clippers could use him, particularly if they're moving on from Harrell. That's an option there.
That makes
there.
Sense. A lot of sense.
Right? I mean, I do think there are some teams that might be interested. I mean – maybe Utah looks at him as a backup to Gobert. Like, there are teams I think
Boogie in Utah.
Boogie in Utah. I think that there are some teams that might show some interest in him. I mean, Portland, you mentioned Whiteside out. Okay, you've got Nurkic, but maybe you bring Boogie in as a backup to Nurkic. I mean, Zach Collins is glass too. So, I mean, they probably need a big also. So, all right, we're going to get to the next one. I think it's worth a flyer, and I might push the money up a little bit. And I can see Pat convincing himself that it's worth the flyer. He's loved the guy for a long time. All right, before we get to the second one, I want you to check out prizepicks.com at some point tonight. Tonight's the kind of night that you should have checked out prizepicks.com because this Thursday night game is trash. It's such trash that I'll actually watch the president because you've got Philadelphia and you've got the Giants, two awful teams. The only way to make that interesting – sorry.
My team.
I understand, and I'm sorry.
They still got a chance.
Not everybody can be the Dolphins.
The Giants still got a chance to get the division.
Everybody's got a chance to get the Maddie, go away. Okay, so he's coming out with his Eagles gear. Check out prizepicks.com because this is the new fantasy game that is aligned with Five Reasons Sports. Use the code 5, FIVE. Double your deposit. And if you go to prizepicks.com, we actually did a video for the YouTube channel, myself and David Eversole, explaining it. But it's really cool. They basically provide the fantasy points for you, and you just go over or under. You can do this thing in like 30 seconds, decide whether the player is going to go over or under, and then you end up winning money. So use the promo code 5, FIVE. Just check it out. Just surf on the site tonight, prizepicks.com. You don't have to invest a lot of money. See if it's something that you want to try. All right, next big. I will go next to – I don't want Alf to run out of players he's heard of. So let's go to Alf.
Yeah, come on. Jesus.
Let's go to Alf.
Actually, this is one that Alex put in the chat, so I'm just going to steal it because I didn't have any of my own. Nerlens Noel intrigues me.
Just straight up took my pick.
Yeah.
But you know what? Good. I'll give it to you because he's Haitian.
Yeah, exactly. He's Haitian. He's from Canada, a place that Haitians know very well. Because when we leave Haiti, we go to New York and Canada or Miami. Those are our three places.
That's usually a great fit here, right?
Yeah, a lot of times we start north and then realize what snow is, and then we're like, fuck that, and we come south. But so Noel, like he's the kind of guy that defensively can switch, you know, he can pick up threes, fours and fives. So he's the kind of guy that you could see next to Bam. They could play they can do a lot of the things they do switching. He's a decent rim protector. Now spacing the floor, Noel's probably going to have to play a lot of his minutes without Bam, but he provides the kind of energy that Bam can provide off the bench. So I don't know if this I don't see him starting next to Bam, or even if he starts, I do not want Marvin Williams. I retired him for a reason. But I don't want him starting next to Bam, but that's the kind of – or if he starts, it'd be limited minutes next to Bam, and then it'd be a lot of staggering with him and Bam. And I think he's a really – he's a really intriguing option. I think he replicates some of the things Bam does at a lower level, but it's like you don't get that defensive drop-off that you saw a lot of times when Bam would sit. And I think they could work with him, and he could do some of the things off. Like, he has a skill set where maybe if he was with the Heat coaching staff, he could do some of those things that Bam is doing. Maybe not as not definitely not at the level of Bam, but that guy was, you know, a top five pick. He was a top five pick for a reason. He's that's a talented NBA player, and he's just been in a lot of shitty situations. You know, so I think that's intriguing for the Heat.
It was mentioned here he's a clutch client. We're actually going to talk about a couple of clutch clients. Isn't Cousins a clutch client now?
I believe so.
Tristan Thompson's a clutch client. I thought
Marvin Williams is going to go back to his job driving inner city bus routes. Sick of him.
For those who are not watching on YouTube but are listening on the feed, Alf is responding to comments about Marvin Williams, whom he retired. He said that, what did you say? He should retire, and then he retired.
I said he should retire. I was sick of him.
Okay, and that was in the Milwaukee series.
I don't like players that look like cafeteria lunch ladies on my TV.
Was he drafted over Chris Paul?
Yes, he was.
He was drafted second overall.
I don't know why I'm so hard on him. I really don't. I'm not sure either. It's become a running joke for years with me, and I haven't been able to stop. He's probably like the sweetest guy in the world.
No, he's a very nice guy. I don't really
him
know
and Tony Brothers.
I don't know Tony why, Brothers. Tony Brothers seems like a nice guy too. All right, let's get to it. Stop. Take Tony Brothers off the screen. Let's Alex Nerlens Noel. I first thing, I don't think you can play him with Bam. I don't. The spacing would be horrific. Can he be a 15-minute game replacement for Bam?
Yeah, no doubt. That's exactly, I think, the role you get him for. I mean, I think you can play him more than that if you want. If you really want to, you know, have Bam playing 30 minutes a game or whatever. Like, I think he can easily play 18 minutes a game. Like, just be kind of that Birdman role that he had when he was on the team. Like, I don't think Nerlens Noel is this defensive anchor who gives you, you know, a ton of size or is a huge defensive, you know, like, I don't know how much of a difference maker he is. What I do think is, when we're talking about bigs here, I'm kind of separating them by what you're going to spend on them, and that's either the mid-level or the biannual exception. And I think Nerlens Noel would fall into that biannual exception category, like we talked about with Boogie Cousins, even though, again, I don't know if I'm giving him that if I'm the Heat, regardless. But when you put him on that scale, then, yeah, I think that's a really good option. I think you don't have to play him with Bam. They'll be okay. But I think that's why you pay up for a guy to play with Bam. And that's why you've left me with no choice. And my pick is Aaron Baines, because I think I wasn't going to pick him tonight. I was going to try to say somebody
different.
Yes,
you were.
I was going to say Nerlens Noel. I promise you I was. And then I was going to pick it.
No one believes you. I would have took Aaron Baines if I didn't think you wouldn't take Aaron Baines.
No, man. That was going to be my whole plan. I feel like I've already talked about him so much. But basically, the point I want to make here is that Baines is somebody who, in theory, you can play with Bam. He's not like a high-volume three-point shooter. He's not Jay Crowder. But I think that's why you pay up front for him. And also, he gives you more size and rebounding. I think he's just a better player than Noel. Besides the shooting thing, like, I think you can kind of put in a guard and Embiid, or, you know, maybe a more physically dominant guy. I think Noel is more just like an average backup big who can maybe give you some defensive value.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Dion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly, so I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
On the right team, but at the end of the day, it's really about what you're willing to spend on a big and what you're willing to do with that mid level, whether it's go with a wing or a guard or go with a big. And I think if you go with the big, Aaron Baines, and if you want to go biannual big, it's Nerlens Noel. I think those are really the two best options to me.
Yeah, this comment that comes in Aaron Baines and his giant fan account on Twitter is a W. That's if he does have the best weird stan account on Twitter. For Aaron Baines,
I may or may not be the one running that.
You could be Aaron Baines or Nerlens Noel. If you had a choice of one or the two, Greg.
Oh, Aaron Baines, without question. Nerlens Noel to me is like the idea of Nerlens Noel is better than what you actually end up getting. So I'm going with Aaron Baines in that scenario. I would be willing to pay more than I would be willing to give him the full biannual versus a guy like Boogie Cousins, to be honest, just because of some of the less injury concerns and stuff like that. But ultimately, I have a couple names that we haven't touched on yet. I'm going to try to sneak three of them in here. There's one that's kind of a because you know that's how I roll. I can't just I couldn't say my name in under 5 minutes. So the long-term play is Harry Giles from Sacramento. I feel like he's the kind of reclamation project that is a real interesting option and has high upside. But
another biannual guy?
Yeah, probably because of his youth. But I almost feel like it is too much of a long-term play for what they're looking to do. They want more of a ready-made packaged product. And you talk about guys that are trying to kind of rebuild their image. Tristan Thompson, who you mentioned earlier, like
more clutch clients.
Yeah, I know that. So that's a little bit of a roadblock, but Dion was a clutch client, wasn't he? And I feel like any opportunity they can to kind of mend those fences, they're open-minded to that.
I mean, they have to, right? Like they have, like they're just powerful now. Like I feel like they kind of have to like mend those fences at some point, right?
For sure. But Tristan Thompson, I mean, at one time he was like 12-12 with his eyes closed. So like, if you're thinking about a guy wanting to recoup value, if he were to come in and have a double-double type season, that would be huge for him. And then the other guy that I just can't shake from a few things I've heard is Mason Plumlee. I think he's going to get a look as a kind of in the mold of Myers Leonard, will be able to fit whatever role they give him, and he'll kind of take it in stride. So those are the names I would look at.
Oh, Bam will love that.
Oh, man. Right? I was going to say, Bam's going to be pissed.
Bam will love that.
Wait,
one.
What if Myers will take that biannual exception? Do you just keep Myers?
Maybe.
Like, well, let's talk about that, and then let's get to the other three guys, because I do want to get to the Myers thing.
I like the Giles thing as well.
Are they going to try to bring Myers back, do you think? I mean, where are they with him? I mean, as a teammate, yes, but as a player, where were they with him by the end of the playoffs?
They didn't trust him at all. So, I mean, how can he the thing is he started for so long throughout the year that you know that they trust him to some degree. It's right. Just that you know that he's not a playoff player, and that's a little bit of a weird scenario.
Was he not a playoff player, or was he not healthy? That's one of the things I wonder. when it comes to Myers and Nunn. I feel like Nunn didn't get healthy until the finals, and I still don't think he was the same Nunn we saw in the regular season. And with as far as Myers, I mean, the guy, he started moving a little bit better when they started playing, but he was not. I mean, when he started playing in the bubble, I was like, who is this guy? I said he was wearing the air concretes. Like, he was so slow. And it wasn't the Myers Leonard I was used to. He wasn't getting any rebounds. He wasn't boxing anybody out. I mean.
Well, Alf, I got to interrupt you because that's our guy, Samir Badir, for the network, who wrote, if Myers gets traded, he's going to find out on Twitch. That's a real possibility. But it's not.
I don't even know what Twitch is.
I know you don't. It's not. We have an E5 in our network. You're not in it. I'm not either. I would say this, though. It's not fair to say Myers is not a playoff player because he was a playoff player for Portland the year before.
Oh, hold on. Are you forgetting what happened, though? The whole reason the Myers-Leonard game versus the Warriors is so crazy because he was benched for Enes Kanter. And that was the whole ordeal. And he talked about that, you know,
he's produced,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, you guys are saying whether or not he's not a playoff player. And I'm saying that's exactly what's been the case in his past few seasons.
He did it against Denver too, where he wasn't supposed to play, and
I'm not saying he can't play. I'm just saying he's that type of guy where he can only play in certain matchups, or you know, because of his limitations. And I just, you know, tend to think that it really is just, you know, if he's not on the floor, bam, good luck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he should be a five, like, against a lot of NBA lineups. I think he has to be on the floor. But I don't mind keeping him there on the third string and just keeping him as, like, a break in case of emergency or you want to switch up a look. I mean, he was fine in the starting lineup. Like, if they would have went back to that at some point, I would have been okay with it. But, again, I think he needs to play next to Bam. That's just
I think it was interesting. He played Dwight Howard off the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know if he did that.
Well, him and Kelly, they made it so it was hard to play Dwight Howard. So, listen, would he be my first pick? No, but I think if you're looking around the landscape and some of these guys, like, people keep bringing up Christian Wood, and we talked about him last time, and you guys introduced me to who he was because I've never heard of the guy. He's going to be expensive. Like, he's not taking a guy that young. Yes. Yeah, I don't
know. Same thing with Jeremy Grant, by the way, who we haven't brought up.
Like, yeah, I mean, we haven't even brought him up. If you're talking about the guy that I think is most likely on a one-year deal with the mid-level, it's Millsap. But I thought we were kind of trying to
– Yeah, we're trying to stay away from those. I mean, we're not talking Ibaka tonight either. So I think we're getting away from the more expensive and kind of looking, okay, if it's not an Ibaka, if it's not a Millsap. But I put Myers in the category of the players we're talking about tonight.
Correct.
Like, you're right. Yeah. So it's a question of the amount of money. And I think a lot of what we're talking about tonight – is fit with Bam. I mean, there's a question of giving Bam a break, but there's also, can the guy actually play with him so that you don't have to play an undersized four with him? So of the guys we've mentioned so far, all right, Noel, you can't play with him.
Baines.
Baines is the one, right?
It's the only one.
Baines is the one.
Bam, unless Bam starts hitting threes, then it just, all this changes.
Well, you could play Plumlee with him, couldn't you?
No, Plumlee can't shoot. Plumlee can't shoot. I mean, Plumlee's solid. Like, I mean, a solid backup five. Like, you know, he's a decent playmaker, decent rebounder. You know, he'll finish a couple lobs every now and then. But
is Alex Len still in the league?
I think he's out of the league.
No,
he's that was a joke. I think. Okay. Yeah, if Bam starts hitting threes, you get Joel Anthony out of retirement.
Well, and we're getting some texts in here. Ibaka's productive, Myers not. But again,
Ibaka thing
is going to want multiple years. I think.
I don't think that's going to happen. I feel so, like, I obviously don't have any information, but the whole thing that happened with Gasol, where it's like, oh, he may not even sign with a team in the United States. It just makes it a lot easier for the Raptors to make decisions. Like, oh yeah, we're going to bring back Van Vliet. We're going to bring back Ibaka. And it'll probably be on a one-year balloon deal that the Heat just cannot match because they're only going to have the mid-level to offer because they're just that's assuming that they're bringing back Goran on Crowder. But again, I don't think the Ibaka thing is likely.
Depending on what happens November 3rd, I might sign with a podcast network outside of the United States.
I'll be running it. So it's okay. I'll bring you back.
Dominican Republic Podcast Network?
Let's not go there.
Somebody said Biscayne Biyombo.
Maybe Serrano. Well, look, Biyombo is a perfect example, though, of what you want to avoid. Biyombo. Right? No, but he's a perfect example of what you want to avoid. Because we saw Biyombo have one playoff series as a big against the Heat, right?
Nightmares.
And he got $18 million a year out of it. Now, that's not going to happen for any of these bigs, but you got to be careful with bigs.
Ethan, he figured out that he couldn't – He couldn't be matched up versus Justice Winslow every night.
Right. That's basically it, right? He got every offensive rebound in that series.
Oh,
every
my God.
Single
don't,
one.
Don't even bring that up.
He only has like 2 inches on Justice, but it was just enough to get him paid.
Oh, my God. Oh, so bad. But when, are there any other games that we're forgetting? Are there any
Are we talking about no Jay Crowder and Bam at the four? Is that what we're talking about?
No, we're talking about adding. Look, we're talking about if you do not get an Ibaka, okay, or likely a Millsap, or somebody that is a plug into a starting lineup player, right, next to Bam. Like, either of those guys, you get either of those guys, they're starting. I know that for some, Millsap looked washed in the playoffs, but he's still a starter, okay, I think, on this team. But I'm talking about if you don't get that guy and you say you're bringing back Jay or somebody else is going to start at the four, who's a big who could back up Bam but can also play with him? Now, let's get to another guy whose life is probably over tonight because he just got engaged, which is Kelly Olynyk. So, I mean, what are they doing with Kelly Olynyk? He's in the last year of his deal, and I can't say that the trust was there with him either by the end, right? I mean, Eric avoided playing him until he absolutely, absolutely had to. So where do you go with him? Is he – are we moving him? I mean, not we. I don't say we, but are the Heat moving him?
We're getting him closer and closer.
Yeah, I'm not saying it.
I love it.
Are they moving him?
So this is it. He's a $13 million expiring contract, so it's going to make sense for them to essentially just wait and see when they need to have the contracts to make math work. So I just feel like that's more of a situation where you're not going to immediately look to move him. It's more about, like, from now to the deadline, whenever the deadline happens, that you have a $13 million expiring contract who's also a serviceable player. And I feel like there's probably – I mean, he had some good games throughout the playoffs, so you can trust him to some degree. So I don't think that they're going to actively look to move him, but he's a perfect trade chip. Him and Iguodala is like the perfect expiring package.
What do you think? What happens to him?
I mean, Kelly gets traded. Yeah. Kelly gets traded before the end of the season unless somehow like he becomes a starter next to Bam and he's just playing out of his mind.
Yeah.
I really could see that happen. I could see, you know, I could see where they're not able to retain Jay Crowder. They're not able to retain Myers Leonard. You come into the season with Kelly at the five starting next to Bam. They've played together a lot. They play together well.
It'll work too.
Kelly stretches the floor better than any big he's the best three-point shooter of any big that we're talking about. So you might have your perfect starter next to Bam in Kelly Olynyk, especially if Bam continues to develop the skill set where he can run an offense and you're not necessarily running things through Kelly like you used to do, and basically Bam was playing off Kelly. Now Kelly's playing off Bam, and he could just be a spot-up guy. He could do his, you know, the Kelly keepers, little things like that, but he's more of a second fiddle to Bam. I think that could work. Like I honestly see that might be what we see going forward with a Jay Crowder if he ends up going away. I could see that happening.
Let me ask you this: one other big on the roster, and we haven't talked about him. Can Silva be their third big this year?
Oh, my God. Stop it, please.
I'm just asking because we thought maybe at the beginning of last season.
I did. I thought that was trending in that direction because of the energy stuff and he was changing games. But there were some limitations that you just can't shake. And it just, I don't know. We have to see him. I just feel like you can't properly assess what you can get from him. So you can't count on him as.
But he didn't start playing basketball until he was 16 years old. I just want, he's the type of project that they dig their teeth into and they kind of figure out if they can make something of him.
No, I mean,
you can't count on him for a single thing offensively, which is a problem.
He's like, also, like,
you can't count on him for a point.
He's not Kyle Alexander, y'all. That's the guy.
Maybe.
I'm waiting for him to rule
any of that out these days. I mean, if they've got a big there. All right, so let's close here. What do they do if they need the big? Not what should they do, but who do you think is the guy of the guys we've talked about? Who is the most likely? Take Millsap and Ibaka out of the equation. Who's the most likely of the guys we've discussed?
That's tough. I would say I think I would agree with Alex. I think you're going to look at Baines or Noel and see who's going to be cheaper, who's going to take, you know, who's going to take less. And I think you're going to have to use – I think a lot of it depends on, do you keep Jay? Do you you know, does Kelly become trade bait? Do you keep Myers? Like, so a lot of this is hard to say. Like, if you resign Myers and Kelly stays and Jay stays, you don't need any, you don't sign anyone, right? Or
I would assume that Jay is staying.
Yeah.
So if you're keeping Jay and Myers, so you're assuming Myers is gone. So now you're talking about a backup big. So if you're talking about a backup big, how much money are you spending on a backup big? This is a vet minimum type deal. So, or, you know, hope maybe $4 million. And if that's who, what you're talking about, then it's Nerlens Noel, it's Aaron, and I don't know if Aaron Baines is going to be that cheap.
I don't think they're getting Aaron Baines for that.
Yeah, to me, Nerlens Noel sounds, I've talked myself into the Haitian sensation, Nerlens Noel, Sakwa Save.
He's the ultimate process guy who was literally acquired with the draft, with the rights to Drew Holiday. That's who Philadelphia gave up Drew Holiday to bring in Nerlens Noel. So you're gonna bring it. You're gonna bring in a process guy.
Thank you for reminding me about that.
I don't think that Aaron Baines is gonna come in that cheap. I don't. Even with the market being down, I think they're for a big that has some versatility and can shoot a little bit. I think that there's and can bang. I think there's gonna be a market for that guy. I think we saw, and that does come in. Aaron Baines is 33. He's older than I thought too. But again, they're looking for a guy for 1 year, basically. They want a guy, and I don't know that Aaron Baines is going to take a 1 year deal.
How is Aaron Baines 33? Do you remember when he was on the Spurs, on those teams that eliminated the Heat? He barely played, and he had like this baby face about him. How is he 33?
How am I 39, man? Time flies, bro.
How am I 32? How did that happen? Oh yeah. All right. Anyway. Check
one out. One last name, by the way, that we never mentioned, Derek Favors.
That's a good name. I don't think he's coming in that cheap, though.
Yeah, that's
another guy.
That's I would have gone that direction. Right? He's gonna get more than that. Yeah,
he's gonna get more than that. All right, check out 5ReasonSports.com for all of our t-shirts. We got a new special, 5% off all Tiago shirts on Splitter. The site with Tiago Splitter. He's still. I mean, he was never the same after LeBron did what he did.
Do you remember he was the biggest international prospect coming out when he first signed him,
and then LeBron destroyed. Well, then. Pop put him on Dwayne Wade in a playoff game. He decided he was going to start him on Dwayne Wade, and Dwayne scored 32. Check out 5ReasonSports.com for shirts not like this. Our other shirts, use the code 2ATIME for 5% off. We're not going to do a full ad here, but you can also go to manscaped.com and use
the code. No, let's do a full ad. 5RSN. Manny, you know what to do. Manny, you know what to do. Let's do a full Manscaped ad.
All right, I'm going to let you do it. I'm out.
All right. Let's say you don't want your balls to look like this. Right, go to manscaped.com and use the code the number 5RSN for 20% off your order. Get your shit together, fellas. You know, we said it on Light Skin Opinions. The slogan should be your girl accepts it, but she doesn't love it, right? So you're sitting down there looking like Wilt Chamberlain in the 70s. Get your shit together. It's 2020. Shave your balls, for God's sake, and clean your shit up. Don't look like Tony Brothers. Get your shit together. Go to manscaped.com. Use the code number 5RSN for 20% off your order. I've lost everybody.
Leif walked out of here, too.
Leif was like, I'm not part of this shit anymore. And if your balls look like that, just hang it up and get some Viagra and hopefully get some you know what.
All right. Man, I'll give him no free promo to Viagra.
Huh?
No free promo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Viagra's not a sponsor. Don't use Viagra. Use Cialis. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's getting worse and worse. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. Everyone in the comments, Alex, peace. See you later.
Peace out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.